And of course, yesterday was a big deal. Of course, Irish schools, it's probably the gold medal, you know, underage competition each year for our Donegal athletes, for all athletes in the country. And it had a real, what would you say, family line to it, you know, in that we had two sets of brothers and sisters bringing back the gold medal performances. We had the two Gallon girls from Lifford out of Columbus College in Stranraer winning their hammer events. We had Danielle also third in the shot. Danielle Gallon, she was third in the shot. She was over 51 metres in the hammer, winning that easily, as was Kifa in the intermediate hammer. So well done to both of them, St Columbus College. That was early in the day yesterday. And early in the day yesterday as well, the two Dewhurst boys from Glentish Comprehensive School. Big, big, big victory. And an easy victory for both of them. Watch both of them. You know, they were never under any pressure coming up that home straight. Ethan and Fenton. Fenton Dewhurst, well known to him, well known to both of them. Great performances, great boost for Glentish Comprehensive School to bring home two national champions on the one day, and indeed within an hour of each other. So well done to them. That was Glentish Comprehensive. My lads had me well. We had Oren McBrady from St Columbus College in Stranraer. He ran an outstanding 1500 metres, junior boys. Really sensible, really well planned out, and really well, you know, instigated in the end up, you know, 1500, 416, he hit the front at the right time, going up the back straight, headed for home, never was going to be beaten, and he had such confidence racing to the victory. So well done to him. Another victory for St Columbus College. So well done to him. What else had we? Oh, we had a great, great, great relay performance from Loretto Letterkenny and the intermediate girls. Look, a great performance. I better give you the names of the girls. We had Fern Duffy, we had Katie Elliott, we had Emma Bonner, and Erin Frey just nailed it in that last leg. You know, they could tidy up. Maybe they're changing a little bit, but that's me being minuscule. Really, they really, really delivered a great performance for Loretto. And indeed, just have to say, you know, that there's three Donegal schools that have a good history in the relays at the Irish schools. There is Loretto, of course. They have a history, a really strong history, a positive history. St Columbus College, of course, in their day, and indeed Abbey Vocational School. Those three schools, of course, those three schools were prominent throughout the day yesterday as well. So then we had. Although Maureen McBride, she got second in that hammer piece from Deal College. She got second in that intermediate girls hammer to Kifa. Then we had Hannah Murray from St. Columbus. She got two medals. She got 200 metres a second performance early in the day, 400 metres in the afternoon. A little bit tired over that last 50, so she needs to think about that. And Leon Doherty, back in the competition, just 2 centimetres away from winning the long jump. So that'll really drive her confidence up. So fair play to her. And Amy, and she's from St Columbus as well. And Amy Timoney from the Rosses, she got third in the hurdles. Needs to get out of the blocks sharper. And she can improve that big time come the Talton Games. Talton Games is the selection process for the Irish girls team. You would like to think that Riona and Amy could make that team, but they just got to make it happen in a couple of weeks' time. So that's the story. Oisin Gillespie from the Rosses, 170 in the high, that got him a bronze medal. And he needs to get to 180 in that age group. But look, he's been jumping well all year. He's a great young athlete, and he's a credit to the Rosses and the Rosses Community School in that instance there. So that's really well with that. And a young Ava Anderson, on Friday night, she got a silver medal in the discus. She's at the Abbey Vocational. And we had Harry Michael Wayne. He's from Royal and Prior. He won the minor boys long jump on Friday night as well. So a good weekend. But those two Gallon girls, of course, from the same family, two sisters, won gold medals within an hour of each other pretty much. And the two Dewhurst boys doing exactly the same story for Glentish Comprehensive School later in the day. So a really good day, and of course the weather just baking down. It's ideal track and field weather, a little bit hot I suppose, but my, it's better than a wet miserable day. So good weekend.